What a morning it is. Okay. Let's turn to Psalm 46. I'll be reading from NIV. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And just verse 10 one more time. He says, be still and know that I am God. Okay, let's pray. Father, we just thank you for just another day. Father, we thank you for just your presence, that you're always with us. We thank you that your love for us is just so great and beyond comprehension. Lord, just speak to us this morning, encourage us. Just give us some food to give us strength in this day. And we just thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so this psalm is a good one to refer to when you're in times of trouble. God is our refuge, strength, ever-present help. He is with us. He is almighty. He's our fortress. All really great, powerful statements, things that we all know about God. And yet, in the midst of our chaos and troubles, what oftentimes happens? When we're faced with difficulty, when we're faced with trouble, you know, our minds, we kind of go crazy. We doubt, we get angry, we ask why, we cry. We're so overcome with what's going on that, you know, we can't have peace. We're like, yeah, I know that you're God, but what? Why is this happening? What is happening? God, don't you see what's going on? And, you know, in verse 10, you know, it's a often quoted verse, but God says, be still and know that I am God. But how do you get to the point of responding to such craziness by being still? I think it requires a discipline of regularly being still before the Lord. Even when there is no trouble around you. And, you know, by being still, it doesn't mean that you just, you know, give up and you say, okay, whatever will be, whatever, you know, and just cruise along. But it's putting ourselves in the position to let God be God. Because when we're still, we are humble. You know, we are so used to doing because we are the ones who we feel are in control. You know, we feel, oh, we have the power to make the difference. And, you know, when people are in positions of power, they do. They do have that power to make a difference. When you're in school and, you know, someone was bothering you or there's a problem, you're like, teacher, teacher, do something about it, right? If someone is bothering you at church, you're like, P. Sam, do something about it, you know? So oftentimes in our own lives, you know, because we feel like we have the power, we're like, hey, what can I do? What can I do about this? But, you know, we all know that that's not true. And then in times when we are actually helpless, or we finally realize we're helpless, we are forced to be still because we're like, oh, there's nothing I can do. But how much easier is it for us to still ourselves before God? You know, to remember what he is truly capable of, to remember who he is in comparison to us, and to remember what he has already done for us. And I think when we put ourselves in that position and recognizing that he really is the one in control, that's when all the things around us seem so small. And when we're humble, that's when, you know, that's when things can get going, and that's when things can happen. You know, when we are still, we show that we are ready. And I think the perfect example of this is circle time in our nursery on Sundays. If you've ever had the privilege of seeing circle time, it is quite something. So, you know, our little toddlers are always running around, playing, making noise and everything. But when it's time for circle time, we require them to sit in a circle, you know, and be still and show that they are, they're ready to worship God. And, you know, one of the things is, you know, they're ready to hear the Bible story for the day. They're ready to get snacks at the end. And, you know, they're ready to, you know, afterwards when they're still like, okay, now go play, you know. So being ready to hear, you know, how many of us are, you know, we're like the kids where we're like still running around and we're talking, we're interrupting, and, you know, you're not going to hear the Bible story if you're talking over the teacher. But so many of us, we're like, God, I'm here. So did you know this? Can you help me with this? What about this? This doesn't make sense. Help me here. Ah, why is this happening, right? And, you know, with all that talking, you're not going to hear anything. God's like, right? And then, you know, we're also not ready to receive when we're not still. We have some children who are, snack time is their favorite time. And, you know, we always look to give snacks to the children who are, you know, sitting there and looking at us, you know, and not like climbing on top of me and being like, ah, right? And it's only when they're sitting there that you're like, okay, you're ready. Here's your snack. And then they can enjoy. And, you know, a lot of times when we're like, God, why? Why hasn't this happened yet? Why is it, you know, God's like, chill out. Like, be still. Show me that you are ready and you're not like so desperate for the thing I have to give you. And then maybe I can actually give something to you. And then in terms of responding, right, if you're still all in your head and wanting to do things on your own, you know, when God tells you something, like, are you going to actually obey? Are you going to follow through with what he tells you, or are you going to still go and do it your own way? But when you're still ready, you're showing him that you're ready to respond in the way that, you know, he wants you to respond. So often, our first response to trouble or even good things, you know, like receiving a really powerful word, is we go, okay, now what? What do I do? But in the end, when we're still, or sometimes I think we think that being still means like we don't move and we're like, okay, God, you be God, but from like a distance, you know, like, God, you go do your thing and I'll just wait here. But, you know, God is in that stillness with us. And, you know, I think the most important thing about being still is that we are allowing God to be intimate with us. You know, I have babies on the brain because of Sunday, but, you know, how many of us have tried to hold a squirming baby? You're just like, oh, it's such a struggle, right? But when they're just there and they just rest their head on your shoulder, right? It's just, you can just enjoy that intimacy with them. And I think ultimately, you know, it's not God trying to be like, don't move, right? But he's like, let me bring you close, you know? And in that intimacy is when you can fully realize that it's like, yeah, God's got this. You know, I can do nothing. And he's going to take care of it. And that's when the peace can come. And that's when, yeah, that's when we are allowing God to be God. So this morning, let's take some time to be still and see what God has in store for us. So I'll invite Pastor Andrew to come. So even though it may be difficult, maybe there are things going on, but let's just, you know, ask God to help us quiet our hearts and quiet our minds, just to be still before him. You know, even if things are going great, then, you know, enjoy this time with him. was just reminded as we were praying that I touched on it earlier, but being still is not something that's passive, but it's actually active. And it's because we are actively letting go. And I feel like maybe there are some of you that have mistaken stillness for either just kind of giving up and just kind of losing hope. Or perhaps you have put your hope in something else and have not even recognized it, whether it's your own strength, your reputation, your job, your significant other, your children, I don't know. But yeah, let's really just go before the Lord empty and actively let go of the things that we are considering like a safety net or, yeah, like a backup plan. And just really, actively be still before God. For those who are battling cancer, let's just pray for God's presence to be with them as they undergo treatments. Pray for healing, and pray for strength for their loved ones who are caring for them. Let's pray for those who are sick but also in need of salvation. Let's just pray that they will encounter God, whether supernaturally or through the people around them. Pray for those who dealing with non-cancer related illnesses. Just pray for healing. Pray for perseverance for those who have been sick for quite some time. Just pray for just God's comfort over them. Let's pray for our sister Liz, who's looking for a job. Let's just pray that God will provide. And that during this time that she'll just hear clearly about where it is that God is leading her. Turn to our Tuesday prayers and mission focus. Well, let's pray for Hong Kong, the government, wealth gap, against the wealth gap, revival, churches, sports services, international, Shanti, Masters Beauty, sons and daughters, Christian solidarity worldwide, Mother's Choice, Hong Kong Korean Church, Hong Kong students and domestic helpers. And I think a lot of these organizations are getting ready for Christmas outreach, as you know, that's one of the biggest during the year. So just pray for them as they prepare, and just pray for the people of Hong Kong, as that their hearts will be soft to receive the gospel this Christmas. For the staff, just pray for strength, physically. P. Sam is not feeling well today, and just pray for. And Cadence and P. Nate and Monica are still traveling, so you can pray for them. Oh, Yiling is also traveling, and Janella. So just pray for the staff wherever they are, that God would be with them. Just pray for unity amongst the staff. For hospitality ministries, for welcoming and barista. Just pray that our house will be a place that that's just different in the atmosphere, that when people come in, that they feel like they belong. And sound and AV team, they'll have a heart of worship and just also excellence in all that they do. Churches meeting tonight: First Street, Fontana, Garden, Hopewell, Kowloon, OPR, Soho, and Westville. That they can just be able to share, from what PB shared on Sunday, that they can be just open and vulnerable with each other, and can be an encouragement and support to one another. finally, let's pray for the men's retreat that's happening this weekend. Let's pray for all the logistics, the ferry rides, just everything at the hotel, and just for PB as he shares, and just for the times of fellowship with the men. We just thank you that you are a loving Father who just longs to be intimate with us. We just thank you that you're in that stillness with us. And we thank you that that we can be still before you and have nothing to fear, because we are safe in your arms. And so, Father, just continue to speak to us today. Just let your presence be so near to all of us. And I bless your spirits to connect to the Holy Spirit to lead your bodies and souls today. Amen. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time, and we'll see you tomorrow.